the sun also rises. That night I lay asleep beside Sharon in our bed in San Francisco. Because my dreaming body knew I wouldn't wake to breathe ashes, it stopped manufacturing kittens and scenery. I stood on the promenade in Brooklyn Heights with a clear and panoramic view of Manhattan. Every building worthy of the name was burning. The Empire State, the Chrysler, the Woolworth, the United Nations, all of them were funneling upward in black coils of smoke. I could see the people at the windows and the people jumping, each mouth a small, desperate O. "It's okay. It's okay," said Sharon when I woke. "I'm afraid of dying. I'm afraid we're going to kill so many people." We held each other. "Last night," Sharon said, "when our plane came in, did you see the fog?" "I did. It was so beautiful, filling up the valley like milk, pouring out of a gap between the hills like milk down a spout." I nodded. "It felt so good to see smoke and not be afraid," she said. "That fog has come in the same way every night for thousands of years." "Yeah," I said, grateful. "Baby, let's get some dim sum," she said. "Yeah. And then let's come back and make love."